Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Okay, Roger, time for a pop quiz.
Okay.
All right. Let's see.
I'm clearing my desk.
Let's see how well you know America, okay?
I'll try.
If you had to guess, which did better at the box office this weekend, okay?
Okay.
A movie featuring Sydney Sweeney completely naked.
Okay.
Or... we're talking about box office earnings, okay? Millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Or, fully nude Sydney Sweeney.
Okay.
Or the Christian family flick. The Christian family flick, David. As in David versus Goliath, which performed better in America. Yeah, just really a test of how well you know your country.
Yeah, I know it does. But I have to say that I have faith, at least in part, some remaining faith in the people of this great nation. I'm going to go with the religious flick.
Ding, 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 ding. Yes. Right. David, the family-friendly, zero nudity Christian cartoon movie.
Yeah.
Outpaces. Sydney Sweeney is really hot right now. I mean, in terms of her popularity, right?
Right.
Outpaced Sydney Sweeney's new movie, the erotic thriller called The Housemaid.
Yeah.
So David did $22 million this weekend, and The Housemaid did $19 million, putting it in third place.
Still, that's a bunch of bucks. Wow.
Yeah. And of course, first place went naturally to Avatar: Fire and Ash. I mean, that is a huge franchise. So, that's, you know.
Well, I was always a huge fan of John Wayne, but I never had a hankering to see him in the nude. So either. So, you know.
Well, yeah, but that's kind of different. But anyway, okay, but there's good news here, even about naked Sydney Sweeney, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the lineup here, this is a devastating box office result for the left. Here's why. Number one, that David versus Goliath, David comes out on top, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Christians, now people are actually making movies for us.
Yeah.
Hollywood is. They hate to see that. And those movies are doing well. Okay. The really devastating part, though, about Sydney Sweeney is they tried to cancel her, Roger.
I know.
Like, they tried to cancel her bigly. They did. They threw everything at her but the kitchen sink. She was a Nazi, full stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And in all seriousness, if you compare this to, say, Gina Carano, right, during the height of the cancellation movement, they were able to fully cancel her. She did not appear in any more projects. And her career is still on the heap. It was quite hot at the time.
Full stop. Yep.
Yes, full stop canceled simply by the left proclaiming her to be non-woke and a Nazi and thus canceled. They were able to successfully cancel her. They threw everything but the kitchen sink at Sydney Sweeney trying to cancel her. And had this been 3-4 years ago, Sydney Sweeney, I'm telling you, they would have replaced her in the movie The Housemaid. Somebody else, because she would not be able to be seen. And they have failed utterly. So she's now gone on. She's, you know, starring in a Christmas movie, right? Even though her boobs can't pull her past David, right?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. It can't. But that's okay. It doesn't matter. So this is total victory for us. We've got Christian movies mainstreamed right here, people loving them, doing a good job of going to see them. But we've also got Sydney Sweeney completely triumphant and uncanceled by the left.
Well, so you have the advantage, as far as I can see, of the results of that, the positive outlook for a number of reasons on the country and where the country is headed, and the clear diminution of the power of the Democrat denunciation.
Exactly.
Well, so, you know,
because remember, they demanded that she apologize for the Good Jeans commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And not only did she refuse, she mocked them. Yeah. It was low key, but she mocked them. Remember, she appeared on the back of that horse, just kind of laughing, but it wasn't clear about what. But we all knew.
Yeah.
We all knew what she was. She was just laughing. She didn't say anything. She refused to apologize. I mean, that is normally a cultural death sentence from the left. You were just never to be seen again. Mm-hmm. And you know what? It didn't even dent her. It didn't even, they put out a new, wait, remember after that, she got hired by, who was it? To do their commercial. I can't remember. I think it was Baskin-Robbins, I'm pretty sure. To do their commercial. And then her clothing line was put out by the same company putting out Travis Kelce's line. And everything is fine for her. Now she's starring in a movie. So this is a very depressing Christmas for the left.
Never laid a glove on her, so to speak.
No, they never did. Yeah. They didn't even slow her down.
Yeah.
And that, and keep in mind, this after she committed the triple whammy of not apologizing and slinking off in shame, right? And then admitting... Yeah, she voted for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And still she's able to be seen in public. So we've never seen a thing like this. And it proves that we can win the culture war on a lot of different levels, Roger.
So it appears, at least that's very, very encouraging news.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Meanwhile, new study, never thought I'd see this. There's all kinds of crazy cultural things going on that bode well for the future, I think. Did you see this new study? The group of people who goes to church the most in this country, and by the way, we have never seen this before, at least not since the polling on this started, okay, which was more than 60 years ago, deep in the last century. Gen Z is now the most church-growing generation in existence in America right now.
Yeah.
They attend church more Sundays a month than any other generation.
I'm a little surprised, but not entirely. I mean, they're looking for answers to a lot of questions in a lot of ways, in a lot of places.
Plus, they have a 9.5% unemployment rate, so there's a lot of prayer. You know what I'm saying? They're the worst off economically. Things are more, truly are more of a struggle for that generation than any other in America. But what's really wild about it to me, Roger, if you think about it, you're Gen Z. You were raised by these other generations. They were your parents and grandparents, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to church more than your parents and grandparents. Nobody saw that coming.
That's a very rare development. It usually works exactly the other way. Like it did in Europe, for example, where literally nobody goes to church, you know?
Yeah. So all of these good cultural signs, good news that America is still thriving. So... Text writes, and the tickets were free or $2 per kid. Really? It's got my time in Cheapskate. So wait, like where? Pray tell, how do you get that? Because we were thinking about taking the whole family like to see David maybe over the Christmas break.
I heard that. Well.
Yeah, so I got you to text me. Can you text me back? Tell me where I get that, please. being the cheapskate that I am.
Frugal.
Okay.
Frugal.
Frugal. Yeah, that. We'll call it that. Yeah. Texter writes, forgot about this, about Sydney Sweeney. She also put out a video of her at a firing range firing actual guns. And Roger, not only looking great while she did it, seeming to enjoy herself.
I have forgotten that. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, she was. Yeah, absolutely.
That is a quadruple
whammy
right there. And the left couldn't stop her, even slow her down. And now is it, by the way, now we got Nicki Minaj coming out of the closet at the TPUSA event as a, I don't know if you want to call it conservative, but definitely not a liberal. Let's watch that, right?
Sure.
But no, you know, I really believe when I saw Nicki Minaj, I said, you know what? She's there. She's always been one of us. But it took Sydney Sweeney surviving the onslaught for her. I'm serious. I feel she could be okay.
Somebody got to stick their head up first and see if it comes down intact. Yeah.
Take the fire. See if they catch a bullet, right?
Absolutely.
Here's what's going to be interesting about Nicki Minaj, though, as compared to Sydney Sweeney, right? Nicki Minaj has a different demographic support group, right? She's basically a rapper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They call her music rap, but I don't know. I like it's kind of rap to me, but whatever. They call her a rapper. Okay. So she's got, in all seriousness, a very diverse, ethnically diverse audience.
Yeah, well,
demographically diverse, economically diverse. It's a different audience than, say, the Sydney Sweeney. They're not going to be buying Sydney Sweeney jeans. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I got you. But so much the better.
Yeah. So will Nicki Minaj survive this?
Yeah.
With her audience. And if she does, Katie bar the door. I mean, like, you know.
Yeah. That'll be it. Both ends.
You know how many people, black people, white people, rappers across industries who have always been convinced they're conservative but were afraid to come out and say it?
Yeah. Well,
we'll start to come out of the closet too. Like, because she knew. She was coming out of the closet. She came out of the closet with Erica Kirk. It was a really cool conversation. So.
Yeah. Well, just to find out that you can actually say something and not be shamed for it simply because you said what you believe.
Yes. And it was, excuse me, beautiful because Nicki Minaj gave Erica Kirk permission to be white and said it was okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you want to talk about the left's head exploding. It is now okay for Erica Kirk to be white, according to Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
And it all went over great. So, Texter writes, Nicki equals Kanye. Yes, no, she does. But no, but no, not with the crazy. I mean, she's not bipolar.
Yeah, right.
You know, Kanye goes off his meds about every 6 months. It's painful to watch.
It's true.
Yeah. Texter writes, Tara Woke is not dead. She's taking a backseat to the magnum obsession with Trump hate will be back bigger than life as soon as the left is back in power. Okay, yes. And part of the reason for that, remember, is the human rights campaign, right? So it's not just a cultural thing. It was literally Obama's campaign manager, Roger, you know, starting the human rights campaign, where if they said, hey, we're going to need Sydney Sweeney fired and you didn't, then suddenly an SEC investigation from the federal government would befall you. Right. So that's gone right now. And the actual culture is reasserting itself because there's not fear of Democrats. But you're right. Fear of Democrats could come back and it may change things a little. We'll see.
Well, and you know, the new editor-in-chief of CBS News pulled that story off 60 Minutes Sunday, 2 hours before airtime, because it lacked a response from the White House to some allegations regarding enforcement, immigration enforcement.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who knows? Maybe there are some chinks in the armor here and there.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Texter writes, Tara, how awesome. Yeah, I mentioned this too. Grandma Jeannie, the Target employee, coming out at TPUSA and the crowd going crazy. Yeah. Fantastic. And final, Ted, thought on this is crazy the effect Charlie Kirk had. Children going to church, celebrities finding Jesus, but dang, who are we going to find or to trust to replace him? I know we haven't found anybody. Oh, Texter writes for free. David tickets join Angel Studio.
Well.
Okay, I'm going to check that out at the break.
Let's do it. All right.
We'll be right back. Russian.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
News. Yeah, they've started to evacuate families of diplomats from Venezuela. Kind of what you do when a place is about to, you know, when it's about to go down. Bet your Russia knows. Yeah. The question is, does Maduro? Things don't seem to be looking real good for him. By the way, Trump's given his operation a name. He calls it Southern Spear. As in, I'm cleaning up our hemisphere. Here's what's going down.
The U.S. military striking yet another alleged drug boat in the Eastern Pacific as President Trump unveils a new class of Navy battleships.
Madeline Rivera joins us live from Washington with the very latest. Hi, Maddie.
This is now the 29th strike against an alleged drug boat. U.S. Southern Command says one man was killed. The death toll now topping 100 as the administration doubles down on Operation Southern Spear. The president not mentioning to reporters what his ultimate goal is, but he's issuing a warning to Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro.
We have a massive armada formed, the biggest we've ever had. And by far the biggest we've ever had in South America. He could do whatever he wants. It's all right. Whatever he wants to do. If he wants to do something, if he plays tough, it'll be the last time he's ever able to play tough.
The president is looking to flex the United States military might on the seas, approving a plan for the Navy to build two new battleships. The president says they also want to build more aircraft carriers, adding the fleet will be a counter not just to China, but to everybody, he says.
We're calling it the Golden Fleet that we're building for the United States Navy. As you know, we're desperately in need of ships. Our ships are, some of them have gotten old and tired and obsolete. These are the best in the world. They'll be the fastest, the biggest, and by far 100 times more powerful than any battleship ever built.
Russia is pledging full support for Maduro's government as China condemns the United States' seizures of two oil tankers off the coast of Venezuela.
What a difference an administration makes. I actually saved this because it's what tyranny looks like. Well, Maduro won. And even the UN estimates tops he got a third of the vote. The candidate got two thirds. So she's actually the president of Venezuela. Our media right now on the left's pretending that Maduro is. He's not. And folks, that's even UN. Okay. That's not even me or whatever. That's mainstream media that he got somewhere between 20% and a third of the vote. I want to read to you Kamala Harris's statement after he stole that election. Because remember what he did? He sent Trende Aragua out in the streets. People were so outraged by the theft of that election because it was such a landslide for her against Maduro that they actually got the courage to stand on the street corners with signs protesting. And Maduro sent Trende Aragua to shoot them and gun them down. Trende Aragua would go by on motorcycles and just open fire. You know what Kamala Harris wrote during that? Few days after, so it was already over at Oliver X, the video of people being shot and killed in the streets just for protesting at stolen election. You want to know what she wrote? Because I saved it. July 28th, 2024. The United States stands with the people of Venezuela who expressed their voice today in, The United States stands with the people of Venezuela who expressed their voice in today's historic presidential election. The will of the Venezuelan people must be respected. Despite the many challenges, we will continue to work toward a more democratic, prosperous, and secure Venezuela. Let me read that again. The United States stands with the people of Venezuela who has expressed their voice in today's historic presidential election. No, they didn't. They weren't allowed to. She put that out pretending that the people had elected Maduro. The people who were being shot. Despite the many challenges, we will continue to work toward a more democratic, prosperous, and secure Venezuela. You can work with Maduro? Is what you mean? The guy shooting people in the streets like you wish you could? I'm sorry, did I say that out loud? According to crazy Kamala Harris, the election of Maduro was the will of the people. And look at Trump. He's not the legitimate leader of Venezuela. He is a thug holding Venezuela hostage and doing a lot of other really bad things, too. So good. And I hope we do build those battleships. We're going to need them to clean up the hemisphere. It's fantastic. Kamala Harris thinks Maduro's election was the will of the people. It's unbelievable. It truly is. All right. Coming up on the show, I got a ton of stuff. I want to play this for you. This, folks, gave me chills. I don't know if you hear Tulsi Gabbard's speech at TPUSA. If you didn't, you need to. She's Trump's director of national intelligence. A lot of people don't realize that makes her the nation's top spy. A lot of people think the top spy would be the director of the CIA. It's not. There is actually an agency over the CIA, over the FBI, over the NSA. It's a fusion center called the Director of National Intelligence. Tulsi Gabbard is America's top spy. And wait till you hear what she says the biggest threat to freedom and our future is next. Well, Kilmer Abrego Garcia is home for Christmas. I predicted this, by the way. Not that he'd be home for Christmas, but that he'd be back. At when the judge, Democrat Judge Boasberg, who's fine with bringing down consequences on Republicans, he's one who allowed the spying on over 160 Republican operatives, including Charlie Kirk's TPUSA and the Speaker of the House. So he's a total Democrat operative. Judge Boasberg wanted Abrego Garcia back badly. I remember we felt safe finally in America because he was in CECOT, that El Salvadorian prison, where he belongs since he's from El Salvador. If the leader of that country wants to put him, the citizen of El Salvador, in CECOT because he's a vicious, violent gang member, that is his prerogative. But the Democrats said they wanted St. Kilmer, patron saint of wife beaters, home. Home. Well, home is El Salvador. He was home, but they wanted him home. Why did they want him home? Because of the legal precedent. People keep saying to me, why do they care so much about this criminal illegal immigrant? He's a wife beater whose wife sought a restraining order against him because he beat her. He's a human trafficker. Caught driving the van of a guy who went to prison for human trafficking, hauling illegal immigrants. Remember this? Tennessee, they called the Biden FBI, said, hey, listen, we got a wanted human trafficker here listed by Interpol as an MS-13 gang member. You want to come pick him up? The FBI said, heck no, he's an illegal immigrant. Now, that's a good Democrat voter right there. Let him go. Let the illegals go, too, said the Highway Patrol. Yeah, let him go, too. They'll vote Democrat eventually. Folks, I want you to understand something about what they're doing here with Abrego Garcia. Democrat activist judge just let him out for Christmas, okay? I told you, the first step with the Democrats is to get him back home. Why? To establish the legal precedent that everybody sent home, most especially the Democrats' favorite form of life, illegal immigrant convicted felons and criminals, could be retrieved at a later date and brought back here to put back on welfare vote rolls and vote Democrat while terrorizing the general public. I'm serious. That's what they want to do. They want to establish, this is about legal precedent, and there is no more perfect human being in the country to establish it with. Why? Because he's a known gang member. He was wanted by Interpol. So he's the worst of the worst. And he's got criminal convictions. And he's got an ironclad deportation order. So what does this mean? This establishes the legal precedent for future Democrats to go haul them all back after they've been deported to another country, even the criminals and the gangbangers, the human traffickers, the human traffickers who run the trafficking networks that bring the sex abused children and the illegal immigrants that are the future voters into this country. In other words, Democrats are establishing the right with Abrego Garcia. It's why they're so interested in St. Kilmer. Because if you could bring him back, because remember, he already had a deportation order when Trump sent him. You can bring anybody back. That's why they're so absolutely obsessed with this man. He's not even a regular illegal. Because remember, the most valuable kind of illegal to them are the human traffickers and the gangbangers. Especially the known ones, because they make up the networks that Trump is ripping out and they want to rebuild them quickly should they retake power. So that's what the obsession what this man is about. It's about his record. Now, I want to remind you of what the background is here. He had a deportation order. He was done by an immigration judge. But the reason they're using him is because he's got a technicality. His lawyer told a judge, you can't send him back to El Salvador because the 8th Street gang, a rival gang, will kill him. Human rights abuse. There's a human rights factor. What did they argue? That the 8th Street gang believes that Kilmar killed one of their mothers. And that if he's back on El Salvadorian soil or goes to CCOT, they will kill him in retaliation for killing mama. But I mean, other than that, he's a great guy. You're going to love him. So that's why he's so valued. This guy is like a pile of gold to the Democrats. This is like the holy grail. You can get this guy back and establish his right to be here. They will use this in future cases. I'm not saying they're going to succeed. You understand? I'm saying they're trying to build the legal precedent that no one sent out of here for any reason, even the most violent, vile, murderous known gang members, can not be returned. Okay, here's Abrigo Garcia, his lawyer, celebrating because the lunatic Obama Democrat judge has allowed Abrigo Garcia to come home for Christmas. Home, just to clarify, being here, home is actually El Salvador, but they, in Democrat culture, home is here.
Are you planning to rearrest him? If so, why? We'll then have the opportunity to respond to that. And then based on that, the judge will decide whether to convert her temporary order prohibiting his rearrest into a permanent order or whether to dissolve it. So as of right now, Mr. Abrigo Garcia is going to return to his home with his wife and his children and his family members in Maryland. And he will be at home through Christmas and New Year.
Yes, if they're literally mocking you. Literally mocking you. I hope his wife survives Christmas. Because remember, she took out the protective order because he kept beating her, but then the family intimidated her into relinquishing the order. So I mean, I hope she's, I hope she survives Christmas. I do. St. Kilmar may pummel her again. I don't know. Anyway, he's a great guy in that, and the Democrats want him here. And that right there, that's your future. They win. Don't let them win. All right. Coming up on the show in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll hear from Tulsi Gabbard, a speech that gave me chills. All right, let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. You can't deport somebody without due process. Talking about Kilmar Garcia. He's already had it. He's got a deportation order. Again, that's why this guy's so valuable to them. If they can get him back, despite the deportation order, they want to establish the legal precedent that anybody can be brought back. Even the most vile and dangerous of thugs with criminal records who are also wanted by Interpol, for being MS-13 members. If you can bring that guy back, Katie, bar the door. They have hit the big time. Okay. Folks, I want you to hear what Representative Eloy Crane, former Navy SEAL, 13 years serving in Afghanistan and Iraq, and it turns out for no reason, since Joe Biden imported the terrorists he was fighting there, here, all 18,000 of them. Well, after giving 13 years of his life fighting those people, only to his horror to find out Biden brought them all here, he wanted to find out who they were. So we had National Counterterrorism Center Director Joe Kent, who's a Trump appointee, and last week declared that 18,000 terrorists had been knowingly led into the country and by Joe Biden. They turned themselves in at the border. And so he had him to his office to ask, like, who are these terrorists? I mean, they're not all, like, terrorists, right? Like, they're not all, like, ISIS and Al-Qaeda, right? Here he is on Benny, describing what Joe Kent told him.
I had Director Kent in my office this morning. I wanted to, you know, ask him some more questions about this. And the thing that he said to me that, you know, compounded the shock factor was he said, and those are just the ones that we know of. Okay. And I want to remind you and your audience, it took 19 operators to pull off 9/11, who I will remind you, shared the same ideology as these 18,000. I asked Joe Kent to unpack that number for myself and other members of the Homeland Security Committee, because I was expecting he might say, well, you know, 5,000 of them are, you know, from ISIS, Al-Qaeda, other jihadi organizations, and the other, you know, 13,000 of them are cartel members who are now considered terrorist members because we just, you know, classified some of these cartels as terrorist organizations. No, that's not what he said. He said there were 2,000 Afghanis, and then the other 16,000 were from jihadi organizations like ISIS and Al-Qaeda right here in this country. And you know what else is scary that he told me? He said, in most cases, we can't even remove these people until they commit a crime.
So he said, no, these are not like, you know, Trump just, I wondered that, just designated the cartels as terrorist organizations. So are these narco-terrorists? No, they're legit terrorists, ISIS, Al-Qaeda. 18,000 of them. What is he saying? Wait a minute, can't remove them the way the Democrats brought them, and you can't remove them? In some cases, even if they commit a crime, what's he talking about?
Because of the way that the Democrats orchestrated that invasion and allowed many of them to claim asylum, they now have protection here in the United States until they commit a crime. And he told me this too. He said, in many cases, even if they do commit a crime, we cannot send them back to their country of origin because of their asylum claims and because we have anti-torture laws. So many of these countries commonly torture their people. And so we're not allowed to send them back to their country of origin. And I just wanted to bring that up to your audience, Benny, because to me, this,
even though they'd probably be the ones doing the torture in their home countries. Folks, this is all connected, okay? If you can establish that we have to take back Kilmar Garcia despite a deportation order, and the fact that he's registered on Interpol as a wanted gang member, MS-13, right? You can begin to secure the terrorists a permanent spot here in America. You make it really hard to deport them too. And that is the goal, to keep them all. As these terrorists, but you wonder why the Democrats want them so bad. They're Sunni Muslims. Sunni Muslims, 90% of Afghans are Sunni Muslims. They vote Democrat at the highest rate of anywhere on earth, 92%. No other group votes Democrat at a higher rate anymore. That's where they want them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, They deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.